Our next article looks at the historical Queen Mary Stuart. Played by actress Saoirse Ronan in this month's big film Mary, Queen of Scots, the Catholic Queen continues to fascinate. Why does she fascinate us so much? Well, it could be that her life was not unlike the TV series Game of Thrones, but without the dragons or White Walkers. Here's how the elements of her life add up.
20% passion and murder.
Famously beautiful, Queen Mary of Scotland had spectacularly unsuccessful romantic relations. Her first marriage to the French Dauphin ended with his death after just 2 years as Francis II of France. Mary was 18. Returning to Scotland in 1561, she married a Scottish noble who, suspecting her of having an affair with her secretary, had him killed in front of her at dinner. A year later, this husband was also murdered, probably by the man who then kidnapped and, it is assumed, ravished Mary. And whom she then married? Scotland was so outraged by Mary marrying her husband's likely killer that there was a popular revolt against her rule.
20% military fiasco.
In 1567, a 25-year-old Mary found herself facing a rebel army led by Scottish lords scandalised by her romantic affairs. With the two armies facing one another, Mary and the rebel lords started to negotiate. Unfortunately, while they were talking, Mary's army deserted. As a result, she was forced to abdicate the throne of Scotland in favour of her son, James. Aged only 1 year old, he, at least, was scandal-free.
25% throne jealousy.
Mary was Queen of Scotland, yes. But was she also the rightful Queen of England? Many people, including Mary herself, believed that she had a better claim to the English throne than her cousin, Elizabeth I, who was crowned when Mary was 16 and living in France. The confusion was based on something that Elizabeth's father, Henry VIII, had done many years earlier. Wanting to escape his marriage to Elizabeth's mother, Anne Boleyn, he'd accused her of having an affair with her own brother. Their marriage was annulled, and Anne executed, and Elizabeth was declared illegitimate. But if Elizabeth was illegitimate, that made her cousin Mary Stuart the true heir.
25% royal machinations.
After abdicating, Mary fled to England to ask for military support from her dear cousin, Queen Elizabeth I, whom she had never met. Sensing trouble, Elizabeth I had Mary taken into protective custody in an English castle. She was treated like a queen, just not allowed to leave for the next 19 years. A fervent Catholic, Mary was dangerous because she had supporters in England. The country had recently broken with the Catholic Church to become Protestant, and Mary was an emblem to any nobles hoping to see the country return to Rome. In the end, Mary fell into a trap laid by Elizabeth's spymaster, writing secret letters that proved she was plotting to have Elizabeth killed.
10% horrible death.
Mary was sentenced to be beheaded in 1587, aged 44. But her executioner was not the best. His first blow missed the sword hitting her on the back of her head. His second was not powerful enough to go all the way through, so he finished her off with an axe. Having finally decapitated her, he then held her head up by her long auburn hair for all to see. What he didn't know was that Mary was wearing a wig, so her head dropped to the ground. Really does remind you of a certain TV series, doesn't it?